Hello and welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. Today, we're going to talk about how do I support someone who has lost someone during COVID-19. So, as you all know, we are still in a global pandemic. And I know, like most of you are thinking, wow, I can't believe we are still in a global pandemic. And if you have any form of social media, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email, anything that you use on social media, we are inundated with a lot of messages about people dying. Whether it's someone we personally know, whether it's someone that we know who knows someone, we see these messages all the time. And I really want to be honest and say that when I'm typing, you and your family are in my prayers, I mean it. But sometimes I just feel like, is it enough? I don't know what else to say. I feel like if I say something, I want you to know that I care. I want you to know that I'm thinking about you and your family, but I don't want to be offensive. Have you ever felt like you were being offensive? Like the words that you were saying were just empty and they really didn't mean anything? I think sometimes that can be a trick of the enemy to make us feel that way. But I have to say it because that might be how we feeling. Or sometimes you don't know what to say. Maybe you're tongue-tied. Maybe you just feel like nothing I can say can make it better, so I don't know what to say. Also, you can think about, am I saying the right thing? But what is the right thing? I think the right thing is what's coming from your heart. Something that you truly mean. Something that you feel. Something that you would want somebody to say to you. Now, I know we are in the COVID-19 times where we have to be socially distant, where we have to have masks on, and depending on where you are in the world, and you, where you reside, it might be restrictions on how many people can be around, and the funeral or the family hour and things of that nature. So depending on how you might feel, you might not go to the funeral, you might not go to a family hour, things like that. So then we have to figure out, how do we express our condolences? Now, before COVID, we would express our condolences through food, through fellowship, getting together, maybe having a drink, bringing some cake, things like that. But now with COVID, now we have to think about, how does that person who's lost a loved one, are they eating outside food? Are they going to feel strange about someone bringing the dish? Because now you have to think about, is that person well? Have they been exposed to COVID? Do they have clean practices? All of these things we did not have to think about. But now we have to think about. And it can hinder you from just expressing to someone, I love you and I'm sorry for your loss. So now we have to find innovative ways to do that. Maybe leave something on the porch. Maybe send a text message. Mail a card. You know, depending on where you are. The U.S. Postal Mail might be a little different, but we still like getting stuff in the mail. Or you can Cash App or Zelle some money to say, I'm thinking of you. That way, you are staying safe and you're keeping the other person safe. But I know in my mind, sometimes I feel like that's impersonal. Am I doing enough? Can they still feel my heart? Can they feel that I love them and I'm thinking about them? Am I doing enough? I feel bad. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not being around anybody. We just have all of these things to think about. And all of these emotions that we have to process. On top of the death, on top of the grief, on top of the loss, on top of the different interactions that we have to adjust. That's a lot. That's a lot to think about. So how do we get out of our heads about what to do to support someone when they've lost a loved one? That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure it out. And if you're still trying to figure it out, that's okay. I think a good starting place is figure out your comfort level and make contact. I know the other thing that I'm personally dealing with is that depending on who it is and who that person was to them, I know I have an idea of how it's going to impact them. So that impacts me in a certain kind of way. And right now, with the state of the world and the state of how I'm personally feeling, I know what I can and cannot endure. So I don't try to put more on me than I believe I can bear. So if you have to send a text because you don't feel like you can handle a phone call, then give yourself that grace to do that. Because we are all in a global pandemic. We are all experiencing very high volumes of stress. We are all experiencing a shock to our bodies. We are all experiencing stress at levels we have never experienced it before. So we do have to adjust how we're interacting and what we are putting ourselves through. Yes, we love our friends, our colleagues, our families, our Facebook friends, our Instagram friends. We love all these people. But it just might show up a little bit different this year. It might have to be communicated in a different way because of where you are. Now, if you are comfortable with putting on your mask and being in the designated group, that's okay. But if you're not comfortable and if you still want to express your love and your condolence, then I say by all means do so. So how can I safely express my condolences? What does that look like? Might look like a text message. Might look like a card in the mail, a Cash App, something that is left on the porch. It also can look like following up at a later time. So maybe you might do a check-in once a week, or maybe you might send a nice card periodically. because yes, the family needs all the support around them during the time that they're preparing to honor their loved one, whether that's through a burial, whether that's through a cremation, whether that's through a gathering. The family definitely needs that love around them. But when all of that is over, you still want to feel the expressions of love. So let's say, for example, you couldn't do the funeral. Maybe your body and your emotions would not allow you to. But then maybe a month down the line, you're thinking about this person. They're on your heart. And you say, oh, I want to send them a cake. Then send them a cake. They are going to appreciate it. Grief comes in different cycles. And it's not the same for one person as it is for another. So you just never know what a person is going through or what they're feeling like. And then we have to be mindful of different seasons, like holidays and birthdays and things of that nature, can bring up different thoughts and different emotions. So I want to say that we all are experiencing grief and loss in some form or fashion. And we want to think about others. We want to express our love to others. We want to pray for others. You know, prayer works. Prayer is important. And we all need to have someone in our lives that is praying for us, that's thinking about us. And I never want you to think that if you are the person who says, I'm going to pray, and maybe there's nothing else that you can do, or maybe, please don't feel like that's not enough. That is the best thing that you can do. It's not a afterthought. That's the first thing you do. That's the best thing you do. That's what they need. That's what their soul need. That's what their spirit need. So if that is who you are and that is your gift, by all means, continue to share your gift. Because that person definitely needs it. And when you need it, you want somebody to do it for you. Because we all will experience death in some way. A family, a friend, or something like that. We can't escape that. So I thank you all for listening. I thank you for your time. Until next time.